Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. Today, we're going to talk about the Blitz. Not the one from World War II, but the one that's probably going on in your company every couple of weeks. What's a Blitz? If you don't know, it's either because you've never experienced one, and if so, you're very lucky, or because you just simply don't know what you're doing. A Blitz means that you're having the entire team or some specific part of your organization under a crunch time. People are pulling long hours, working on this heads down mode without, I don't know, your regular process, without thinking too much, without looking for the long term, cranking out stuff as fast as they can to reach some sort of deadline, goal, whatever. This is certainly not uncommon in our industry and is something that I see very, very often. I know that sometimes this is a must, right? You have this huge deal, you have a big bug, you have, I don't know, with startups, it's usually stuff like we're raising money, we have this, I don't know, TechCrunch disrupt, I don't know, people come up with all sorts of stupid ideas to crunch. Sometimes you truly must, all right? When you must, that's the way life is. Yet too often, managers reach out and use this Blitz tool whenever they have no other idea of what to do. This becomes their modus operandi, and a Blitz rolling from one reason to the other for literally more than a year is something that I've seen more than I'd like to at several startups usually. And let me tell you something honestly now. If you are a one-trick pony and the only way you have to make your team actually start working and producing deliverables is by flooring the gas pedal and blitzing them, frankly, you're a lousy manager. There's no other way of saying that. That's the way it is. Blitzing is something that's very common, at least in some parts of the industry. I can tell you that specifically here in Israel, where people are accustomed to working very hard because they coded in the army, and they continue coding too hard afterwards. This is something that slowly but surely eats away at your company. Even I've seen countless founders disregard this, and I've seen people leave companies without understanding that that's why they are leaving, because you have to understand, when you're blitzing, you are maximizing really the very, very near and short-term results and sacrificing so much, because usually what you get, first of all, are crappy results, all right? People don't usually come up with their best work when they have no second to think ahead, when they are cutting every single corner they can simply to get that ticket to the done state, to the last lane, to whatever you've got in your whatever process, simply to get the product manager off of their backs, all right? And when you get into these constant blitz modes where people are simply expected to work very hard for way too long, what you're getting is the butts and seats thinking, all right? People are no longer thinking, what did they achieve today? What they're thinking is, was I in the office enough? And I don't know about you, but I know that what I want is not someone who's there for 12 hours, but YouTubing half of it. I believe in someone who's there for 6 hours and making the best they can in that time, working, focused. And the more people work this way, what they eventually get is burnout. You're going to see people leave, trust me, or just simply become unproductive for months, all right? I've seen it before, where you have a team that used to work very, very hard, and now they've stopped and people don't realize why. What's happening? What did we change? You changed nothing. You simply burned them out. There's nothing left to take out of them. They have to recharge, and usually for quite a while. And when there's no long-term thinking, how can you expect to get any innovation? When people are doing things simply because that's the next task ahead, they're not thinking how can they leverage something they're doing to make your business better, to enable something for product, to come up with new ideas. Usually, all of their innovation is put into how can I get home and get some sleep? How can I get my partner not to be angry at me again for coming home late? And this actually connects with another point, is that the Blissing company is a company with no inclusiveness. And why is that? Because you're essentially saying that the only good employees you can have are employees who can afford to stay at the office for more and more hours, working the extra time and the extra days. What about people who have families and truly cannot stay too long? They have kids waiting at home. They need to take the kids from the sitter or from the kindergarten or whatever. Blitzing companies end up creating a culture where only a very specific demographic can prosper. And that's a demographic that has no kids, has no real abilities, has no hobbies, has no health issues, has nothing other than working. This is the typical story of people in their garage working way too hard, usually in their early 20s, no kids, no obligations, no nothing. If that's the kind of company you want, go ahead, but be aware that's what you're doing. If you're doing this mindlessly, know that that's where you're leading your company to. And it's not fun. What you end up getting, and I've seen it at several companies, is that once this has been going on for months, you have the last generation. It's funny that I'm mentioning another world war in the same podcast, but after the first, we had the last generation. People who grew up during the First World War ended up being a generation that was considered less energetic, less capable. Why? Because they grew up in a very, very problematic time. And once you have this going on for a few months, these blitzing at your companies, what you get is people who are accustomed to not thinking ahead, not trying to innovate, not trying to do their actual best, simply sitting there until they can take the butt off the chair and go home. And this not only boils up to them being the last generation, the issue is that even if you stop the blitzes, if they don't realize it's done, they keep working in the same mentality, even if they're working less hours. More and more people will join the company, look at what's happening, and realize that that's the culture. That's what you expect of them, and that's what they should be doing. And you end up really screwing your company for months. I've seen R&D organizations that put out stuff so slowly that you could replace them with four very capable developers who are not burnt out, all right? Truly. So take a step back. If you've been blitzing lately, and I know for sure that some of you listening here are currently blitzing, all right? I know some of my listeners, I know the companies, you're blitzing way too hard. Take a step back, assess what you're trying to achieve and how to form a real plan. If the only tool you can reach for in your toolbox is the blitz, man, that's not gonna work. I've seen top-notch, great, amazing engineers and ICs and managers leave companies because of this. And it's always so sad because they could have given so much more to the company, and the company actually could have done better things if they had people capable of looking forward, of actually achieving things instead of moving tasks as fast as they can to mark some sprint as done. To sum this up, remember, after way too many blitzes, we had peace. Can you bring peace to your organization? I bet you can. Thank you for joining me as always. If you have any remarks, my email is in the show notes. I'd love to hear back from you. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe. The button is somewhere on your screen, I'm guessing. Thank you and talk to you soon.